Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Beis Omud Aleph, and we begin actually with the end of Kuf Aleph Omud Beis, and we're going to do the entire Simin Samach Zayin today, which is only one sif, and this has to do if one is not sure if he's read Kriyat Shema. And the Mechaber starts off, it's a very short Mechaber, very short sif, and a lot of Mishnah Berurahs. The Mechaber states, Sofek im Korah Kriyat Shema. If a person is uncertain, did he or did he not read Kriyat Shema, he forgot, he just doesn't remember, Chose v'kore, he has to reread the Kriyat Shema. As we'll see, this is a mitzvah sasei d'oraisa, and therefore, when in doubt, we redo the mitzvah. U'mevorech lefanea u'liachra, and he can make the brachas again, both before and after the Kriyat Shema. However, the Mechaber continues, Avolam yodea shekora, if he knows for certain that he did read the Kriyat Shema, the only question is, Elisha mesupok in beirach lefanea u'liachra, he doesn't remember, did he say the brachas before, the brachas afterwards? Then in that situation, he doesn't go back and repeat those brachos. That's the entire siman. There is no Ramah, just the Mechaber as we've just read it. And now we'll go through a lot of Mishnah Berurahs that qualify this din and explain this din in greater detail. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Aleph writes, U'bishar mitzvahs d'oraisa. In any other mitzvah deraisa, whenever you're obligated to do something and you're not sure if you did it or not, so we've already explained pasuk leil b'simin yud zayin sif gimel. We've already explained earlier that le'inyan tumtum, for example, in regards to a tumtum, we're not sure if he's obligated in the mitzvah or not. After the chayav b'tzitzis, that he is obligated to put on tzitzis al sofek. Likewise in Yoredeya, linyan brismila, and in regards to an anandrogonus, the chayin kol ki hay gabna. We do say that you have to do the mitzvah. However, there we say de lo yivarech al mitzvah. We don't make a bracha on the mitzvah. Ki habrachos hey midir abonin. So the action is a daraisa, so there we make you do it. But the bracha, which is the rabbanan, we don't make you do that. However, here, ach yesh poskim shemachalkin. Here, there are those poskim that make a difference between this situation and the situations that we just mentioned with a tumtum and an androgynous. The people of indeterminate genitalia, not sure if they're a man or a woman, so when they're obligated to do a mitzvah, there they don't make the bracha. But here, the poskim say, machalkin bein hecho sha'asofik hu imuchuyiv klal b'ha mitzvah, g'gon. There, by the tumtum and the androgynous, there's a whole question, are they obligated in the mitzvah or not? As opposed to here, Ubein Hecha, Shemuchuyev, here, there is an obligation for him to read Kriyat Shema. The only question is, did he or did he not do it? El Sheni Yodeya, Im Oso HaMitzvah. So you see, there's a difference over here between these two Sveikos. Here, Da'os Tzorich Levarach Aleim Gam Kein. Here, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you do have to make the bracha, because, Dirshu footnote number one explains, based upon a Prima Godim, that Im Vadai Mechuyev B'Mitzvah, if you definitely are obligated in doing a mitzvah, for example, here like Kriyat Shema, you just don't know if you did it or not, so yesh chazaka d'meikara, you have a basic presumption, a standing, shadayin lo asa. Until you know for certain that you did it, we presume you haven't yet done it. And therefore, the chiyuv is upon you. And the question, maybe I did it, maybe I didn't, can't remove you from the absolute obligation that you have to do it. As opposed to the tumtum or the androgynous, it's a sofik of the mechuyev at all. That's reason number one. He then brings down a second reason. Otam kosav sheyesh raglayim ledavar shelo kora. Here we have a presumption that he hasn't yet read it. Why? What's the evidence, the raglayim, the circumstantial evidence, so to say, that he hasn't read it? Because he doesn't remember that he read it. Shahare im haya kore, haya zocher zos. Probably he would remember if he read it. So mistama, he hasn't read it yet. So for these two reasons, here he has to repeat the bracha if he isn't certain if he did the mitzvah or not. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ulfiza, according to this, lulav or shofar, biyomechod, lulav or shofar, taking them on the first day, is a mitzvah deraisa. Hecha de misaf guleim kvar osa mitzvah uchai gabna, and in that similar situation, you're not sure, did or did I not take it? Tzorich lasosa bivrocha. Then you do repeat the bracha according to this reasoning. Because of a prima godim, the prima godim writes, the mikesef mishnah b'shem rashba, based upon the Rashba, the Kesef Mishnah states, and likewise, the Mogen Avram b'shem Rivash. The Mogen Avram states in the name of the Rivash, similarly in Simon Tov Kuf Pehe, Muchach de lo svir lehu l'chilzeh. They do not hold from this chiluk that we just brought down, and in fact, Tomid b'li bracha. The bottom line is, the action, which is a sofik d'oraisa, you do again. No big deal if you shake the lulav again. If you're already shaking it, so you shook it again. No big deal. But to make the bracha, we don't make the bracha. If you think you may have made it already, then we say sofik brachos lahakel. So this svara that we brought down at the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah here, these great poskim, the Prima Gadol, the name of the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Avraham, the name of the Rivash, say we don't hold like this, and you always do not make the bracha, because the bracha is only the Rabbanon, and Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula. Furthermore, the Vilna Gaon says the same thing. He also holds that we don't make a bracha over here. And in fact, here's your footnote number two, brings down that later on in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Hei, in fact, that is the way that we paskin Stam Kedei Azu. V'im heviu lo shofar, the Mishnah Berurah continues. If they bring you a shofar lulav on Yom Echad, bein hashmashos. However, here, now, it's questionable if that's the right time. So we say, l'kuli amanotel ubli bracha. There, you definitely do it, because maybe it is still the first day, and you're obligated. Maybe bein hashmashos means it's already the next day, and you're not obligated. So again, the action, which doesn't involve any issur to do, so go do it, but do it without a bracha. Here, certainly everybody would say, don't make the bracha, because maybe you're not obligated over here to make the bracha. The Dirshu footnote number three brings down the same thing as in the Megillah with Purim. If you only have it at Bein HaShmashos, so then you read it Bein HaShmashos, but you don't make the brachos. And that is the psak over there as well. Siv Katan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Chozer Vekore. The Mechaber had said, if there's a doubt, so go read the Kriya Shema again. The reasoning is, Hatam, the Kaimelo and Kriya Shema Daraisa. As we've already pointed out, Kriya Shema is a mitzvah to say Daraisa. Where do we get this from? Klomar, Dok Siv, the Dibar Tobom, Mishivtachob, the Vesech, the Gomer, the Psukim, and the Kshma say that you shall do it when you're lying down at night, and Kumech when you get up. And that's Kaya Parashazu. That's talking about that you're supposed to say the Kriya Shema when you go down to bed and when you wake up in the morning. Shechayv Ladaberbo, you have an obligation, Midaraisa, Bishash Shriva, Vamido, when you go to sleep and when you get up. And therefore, Lefikach, Im Nistapikim Kor. If you're not sure if you said it or not, chayev lachzor likros, you have an obligation to go and reread it again, because kikol sveiko daraisa lechumra, because all sofek daraisas, if you're not sure if you did something, you do it again. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes on Mavarach, and you go make a bracha on it. The Chora calls it Davko Bishalo Ovisman Kriyashma. We're talking here where it's still Dizman for Kriyashma, so the bracha is not a problem over here. However, avol be'avar zman shogim u'shos, if it's beyond the 3 hours, shuv eino mevarech, the Mishnah Berurah first states over here, we don't make a brach in that situation, neither lo lefonev, lo le'achreah, neither the brach is before the kriyat shema, after the kriyat shema. Why? Machma sofik, because of this sofik. Maybe you were already yotze, and if you weren't yotze, it's beyond the zman for kriyat shema. And this way, the su, habe le sveik of the rabbanon. Here it's a sofik, the rabbanon. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Avoze eino. This reasoning is wrong. This man's chiras yitziras mitzrayim nimshach achar kach gam kein, because there's another mitzvah over here, and that's the mitzvah zecha yitziras mitzrayim that a person is obligated in, and that extends beyond the 3 hours that the kriyashma does. The issue footnote number four points out that we're going to learn later on, and we've already learned previously as well in Simen Nun Ches, technically, the mitzvah of Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, that a person has to be Zocher to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, is all day long. No, we did point out, L'chadchila, the preferred way that the rabbi set this up to do, is to be Mesakin L'haskir Yitzias Mitzrayim during the saying of the Kriyat Shema. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, this is what the Magen Avraham has also written in Siman Ayin, Im kenu chayev adayin al koponim b'vichas emes v'yatziv ad shor v'yis. So at least the brachas of Kriyashma, at least for emes v'yatziv, should be allowed to be said until at least the end of the 4th hour. The issue footnote number 5 brings down the reasoning for this is, Hatam shetiknu l'haski yotzias esrayim b'vichas emes v'yatziv. Why did the rabbi set this up in emes v'yatziv? Mashikvar maskirim b'kriyashma. Besides what we already said in Kriyashma, so the Chayyadim brings down, Shetiknu Brachem Yuchedis al Hagulo She'ovra. The rabbis wanted something specific to remind us of the great chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us by taking us out of Mitzrayim. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Umikan V'hola lo tiknu al zeh bracha. But beyond the 4 hours, the rabbis didn't set up a bracha. Avo yomer machmas sofek eiz apostol she'etz Mitzrayim. But after that period of time, if you're not sure if you're yotzei the mitzvah of Zecha Yitzias Mitzrayim, so then you still have to go say some pasuk that deals with Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this is brought down the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Shem Omar Halacha Shemus Kubo Yitzias Mitzrayim Yotzi Dei Mitzvos Asei Shal Schira. That this can be accomplished by just stating even a halacha dealing with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and this way you fulfill the mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kotzav Amogin Avram Benira Li Dekol Shekein Im Omar Shira Sayom Diyotzi. If you said the Shira Sayom, if you said in Ezra Savoseinu, you talked about Shira Sayom, you also Yotzi with this mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, the Chasam Sofer, Paul Egal said, the Chasam Sofer disagrees with this. The Bikroa Ksiv Leman Tisker Shom Seischa Vagomer, because the Pasuk says that you have to remember the day that we left for Mitzrayim. Below Dai B'mashiach Gosha Over Ayam. And it's not enough to say the Shiras Hayam, say Oz Yashir, or to mention something about crossing over Yam Suf. The Hiskimi Mohagoin, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bechidushav. Rabbi Kiva Eger agrees with the Chasam Sofer. They were father-in-law and son-in-law, so not surprising that they agree with each other sometimes. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger also says that one cannot be Yotze in this situation by just saying Shira Sayam. Vim Yotze Yideh HaZechira Behira. Can one fulfill remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah to do so, just by thinking about it? So the Be'er Heitev discusses this in the name of the Beis Yaakov, and he writes, if you look in the Be'er Heitev, at the very end, he says, in Mesupok Shekara Kriyashma, V'yodeh Shomer Emes V'yatziv, then Kosu Tosos De'enu Chozer, then you don't have to go back, and this is Kach Kosu B'tshuvas Beis Yaakov. And the Prima Gadim is also unclear about this. He's mistopic. Is this true? And the Shagas Ayeh, Herich, Lochiach, Mishas, Masik, the Eino Yotze, Yedei Chova Behirer. The bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shagas Ayeh, who says that one can't be certain that he's Yotze in this situation just by thinking about it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Uposhet B'gmor, Degam B'layla Tzorich, Laskir Yitzim Zisrayim. This is not only a mitzvah during the day, but it's a mitzvah as well during the nighttime. And he said, look in the Prima Gadim, the mistopic. If this mitzvah at nighttime is Darais or Darabon, what nafkamina could there be? So the nafkamina linyan sveika, the Mishnah Berurah says there is a nafkamina, and Dirshu footnote number 8 brings down the nafkamina over here, and he says, in the name of the Prima Gadim, the Ishal Avram, Shaladas Hasovrim, according to those who hold, Shechivas Koros Yitzias Hasrayim Balayaluhu Midrabanon, for those that say that the mitzvah is at night time is only Midrabanon, so then the Chiyav Minator is only during the day, and that makes them to a mitzvah Saseshas Man Groma, and therefore women would be potter from such a mitzvah. Rak midrabbanan chayavos, and only the rabbis make them chayav over here. But that would be the nafkamina. In any event, Mishnah Berurah continues, and he brings down the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Ches, Kosav Behedya du Daraisa. He, in fact, says that it is a mitzvah Daraisa to, say, remind ourselves of Yitzias Mitzrayim, even at night. And therefore, v'chayav lahaskir b'zman shu laila vaday v'lo kodim. And therefore, to fulfill this mitzvah, you have to say something about Yitzias Mitzrayim when it's definitely nighttime after the stars have come out, after Tzeisa Kochavim, and not earlier. And therefore, if Alkinim Hizkir Ben Hashmashos, if all you did was remember it during the Ben Hashmashos, for example, Kigon Shispalo called him Tzeisa Kochavim, if you daven Marib early, so it was during the Ben Hashmashos period of time, Lo Yotzi Dechovos, you haven't fulfilled your obligation by doing so, because the Ben Hashmashos Sveikohu, Sveikoh Deraisa Lechumra. It may not have been that, and therefore it's a Sofik, and Sofik Deraisa would go Lechumra, and therefore you'd have to say it again after Tzeisa Kochavim Vadai. And this is in fact the opinion he says is Mashma from the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma, that it is a Din Deraisa, like the Prima Gadim said himself. Sivkot and Dalit. The Mechaber had said, if you know for certain that you did not read Kriyat Shema, then you have to make a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. This bracha li'achreha, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkot and Dalit, Afol gav d'harbi poskim sovrim d'parsha rishona hu midoraisa v'ashniyot midorabanan, even though it's really only according to many poskim, the first paragraph that is deraisa, the second and then the third certainly are only the rabbanon. The yesh min haposkim shesovrim derak pasuk rishon midoraisa, and there are those that say that only the words of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem are deraisa. The rest of the first paragraph is not even deraisa. And kol shekin abrachos lekuliyam hu midrabbanon v'safi derabbanon in ochozer. Everybody certainly agrees that the brachos are midrabbanon, and certainly everybody says the brachos when they're derabbanon, one doesn't have to repeat them. Nevertheless, one can explain the Mechaber here for saying that you do repeat the brachos, even though it's a sofek, Yishlomar kach hoisat hakonah, because the rabbis instituted the fulfillment of kriyashma in this fashion, that you say brachos with kriyashma. Shekozman shekorin, when you're reading the kriyashma to fulfill the obligation, chayav likros kikar hatakonah v'virchosel, then you have to fulfill it in the way the rabbis set it up, which is to read the brachos before and after kriyashma. Unless, in lo b'mokom, sheiti refeirish, unless the rabbis specifically said, don't. For example, like we learned already in Simon Kuvav, in the Haggadah there, and Ayin Sham under those circumstances. In any event, lechora im yodei Hashem haposuk rishon or parsha rishona, if you know for certain that you said the first posuk Shema and Baruch Shem, or you said the first entire paragraph, according to each of the respective deos, or kol echad min ha-deos, it says that that's all you have to do, and then v'sofik lo imkor ha-shar, and the only sofik is, did you read the rest, then ain't sarach lachzor likros, and technically you don't have to go back because it's a sofik derabanan here, and sofik derabanan l'kula. Nevertheless, miyu b'simen sarach dalit, we already learned, mashmet tzarech lachzor, we do say to go back, v'tzarech lomar d'mikor ha-kent tiknu shiachzor, because this is what the rabbis set up. It goes against the normal principle, but this is the way the rabbis set up the mitzvah of Kriyashma and the brachas of Kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ve'echashu mesubaklo. In Mamar Parsha Tzitzis, where it is a question, did he or did he not say the third paragraph? And also, emes v'yatziv, he's not sure. In those situations, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzorech lachzul kuliyam. Everybody there says you have to go back and read it. Why? Because this is the Yetzias Mitzrayim mitzvah. The Yetzias Mitzrayim chayav laskim d'araisa. This is a mitzvah d'araisa, not of kriyashma, but of zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, that you have to read again. Because you fulfill that mitzvah with reading the third paragraph or reading emes v'yatziv. And here you're mesupik, so you have to go read that again. The Mishnah Berurah adds, Ach Yesh Deos was there. There are those different opinions over here who say the Yeshomrim, the Yomar Parashat Tzitzis, Vegam Emes V'yatziv, the Kulacha Demilsi. There are those that say in this situation you should say both the paragraphs of Tzitzis and Emes V'yatziv, and others say the Yeshomrim, the Yomar Rak Parashat Tzitzis. All you have to do is say the Parashat of Tzitzis, and in this way you fulfill the Mitzvah Daraisa, V'chaim is that Mitzvah Daraisa, of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then Emes V'yatziv ain't Tzorech Lomar because you've already been Yotze. And that's the opinion, in fact, that the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, and he says, "V'chein hiske mashagis aryeh." Furthermore, v'kos avod the imnasa lo sofik zeba erev. If this is at night time, and here she'ini yodei mamar parsha sitzus b'chos emes v'emuna. Here he's not sure. Did he say the third paragraph of Shema and emes v'emuna? So then chosav yom emes v'emuna only the ein tzorich lachz v'likros parsha sitzus misofik. There you don't have to read the parsha sitzus misofik. The issue footnote number 13 brings down the reasoning based upon a shilas tshuvas from the Shagas Aryeh. And he says, by Shachris, we said that you should repeat the paragraph, the third paragraph, because you're yotze with that two things, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and as well, the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is noeg during the daytime. And therefore, ein tzorech lachzor gamal emes v'yatziv b'shulkach, because you're ready with yotze, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. By Ma'ariv, however, when there's no chiyuv of tzitzis, so then, mekayim mekriyas parshat tzitzis, rakas mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, emes b'muna, you mekayim gam Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and birchas kriyashma. And therefore, by Ma'ariv time, he says, better to say emes b'muna, versus during the daytime, in the sofik situation, you could be yotzei just by saying, yatziv v'nochon. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'imbari lo shekara kol ha-shlosha parashos, if he said all three parashos for certain, and the only thing he's masuk upon is that he say emes v'yatziv in Shachris, or emes v'mun in Ma'ariv, so then, tarvayu chadina, then there's the same din for both, she'ein tzorech lachz v'lomar misofik, you don't have to repeat them al sofik, tekivin shama parashos sitzah, since you already said the third paragraph, which is l'kuli yama ha-brachos umid rabbonin, and then the brachos are certainly only the rabbonin, because you were yotze with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, when you read the parashah of tzitzis, so then in this situation we go sofik brachos l'hokel. Finally, we conclude this sif, short simon and sif, with sif cotton hay in the Mishnah Berurah. And he writes, in the situation where you definitely said the Shema, and you're just not sure if you said the brachos, you don't have to repeat the brachos, desu havelei derabbanan, because everybody says this is the rabbanan, even the brach of emes v'yatziv in this situation, and sveika l'kula, we go something with the rabbanan l'kula. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, however, he says, if you did say emes v'yatziv, however, you don't know if you said the entire kriya Shema, so then the El Yerabba says you don't have to go back, and he brings a raya to this from Simna Samach Dalid, and he says to look in the Prima Gadim over there, and in the issue footnote number 15, he explains, because we have a rule, if you're not sure if you said something, for example, you don't know if you said the first or the second paragraph, and you find you're saying, if you've begun, Laman Yirbu, you can assume that you read the second paragraph. So too over here, if you're reading MSV Yatziv, then you can presume you read the entire Kriyashma. But the Prima Gadim says you can only rely upon this for a Derabbanan. That's when you're talking about the second paragraph of Shema. Therefore, you can rely upon it. However, here we're talking about the first paragraph of Shema, which is Daraisa. He says he's not sure if you can rely upon this type of a svar. And that concludes today's shiur.